Hey everyone, this is Martin Foster from Passing the Torch. My guests on this episode of Passing the Torch are two members from the unpopular celebrity show, Dominic Peterson, aka Pete, and Jessica Player. We met at a professional development conference in Dallas. It was a chance encounter, and after talking, we realized how like-minded we all were. As a result, we decided to do a podcast on Facebook Live. This is the audio from that conversation, and I want to share it with all of you. Without further ado, Passing the Torch with Pete and Jessica from Unpopular Celebrities starts now. All right, we're live. Martin Foster, Passing the Torch, again, just here at the APSA Summit. And it's been amazing. I've ran into so many like-minded people, including both of you. So please just say your name and what your podcast is, and which I've watched. I've seen YouTube videos, but we'll start with you, ma'am.
So I'm Jessica Player. I am the Angela Lee of the Unpopular Celebrities, just in the military facet.
I'm Dominic Peterson, stationed at Luke Air Force Base, Unpopular Celebrities, just like Team Player over here.
You said Angela who?
Yeah.
Oh, from Breakfast Club. Yeah. Is this DJ Envy?
Sure.
No, you know what? I'm getting Charlemagne's vibes.
No, that's DC. He's a Charlemagne. Oh, yeah, he's
right.
A Charlemagne.
He's a cousin at Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh,
yeah, exactly. He's the boy you bring home. You're like, why not bring him?
If he was here,
home?
It would not be live, right?
So, we can do it live.
We would have to edit. You know, we have to brief him before.
Yeah. Hey, so let's talk about Unpopular Celebrities. Why'd you start it? How long has it been going on? And what do you want people to know about it?
Foundationally,
we started about 3 years ago. So we started it really as myself and the other guy named Big Mike.
Okay.
Shout out to Big Mike, man. Hopefully he's looking in, and he's in. Actually, his kid is graduating from basic training.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so shout out to him who graduated. Hopefully he made it through.
Oh, you don't
know,
man.
No, but he should be good.
Yeah, because Big Mike was sending, you know, his people on his son.
So, but no, we started about 3 years ago, and we really had an airman, and we were outside talking and just having a casual backyard conversation, you know, a meeting after the meeting type of conversation where you get the real truth and stuff. And this airman walked by and we kind of just let him into the group kind of organically. He's like, you know what, y'all need to start a podcast. Like, this is the information we need to know. And so we kind of thought about it from there, and Mike was like, you know what we do? And I'm the type of person, I'm just an executor. Like, you give me, like, I just go without thinking, 100 miles an hour and just run into walls. And so I was like, F it. So I went on Amazon, bought all like the equipment, went on YouTube, figured out how kind of had to do things.
Love it.
Just went for it. And I was like, Mike, I got it. Get over here, man. We got to go live. And we started learning stuff. And then we just evolved from there. And then we started going, and it got bigger and bigger. And we had, like, we need some more people. Ironically, we had Jessica Play over here as a guest one time with the amazing Chief Aston Rogers. So we had both of them on, and her experience and her wisdom, her words, it was just great. It was like, you know what, we need to bring her on. So we asked her, and boom, here we are. Now we have five of us that are part of it.
That's
so
awesome.
We expanded pretty good, and we're just moving on from there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Now, I love it. It's mentorship on demand, right? Like, how many conversations have we had? Or maybe like, damn, I'm going through this situation right now. I wish I could remember that conversation that we had 2 years ago, or, you know, or that brown bag. What's been some hot behind the scenes stuff that you want people to know? Because I get it, right? I get the struggle, and, like, you know, people like, oh, just do a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, but there's so much more to
I think what I enjoy about our group is that it's, you know, you say mentorship on demand, and I think that's what we can offer, like an uncensored, unfiltered, but still respectful environment. Because I think we have transitioned or evolved so quickly that, you know, we're saying be your true authentic self. But sometimes a lot of people are very hesitant to do that.
Yeah.
So I think just our platform allows people to ask us questions, and we are real with our conversations. I enjoy the fact that nothing is canned, and a lot of it is kind of like what we did downstairs, you know, like minds. You have that discernment of energy, and you're just trying to figure out how do I put the interest of the people first.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just to add on to that, like, we do a lot of stuff when it stops rolling.
Okay.
We have a lot of good conversations. Like, Pete, why the hell did you say that? You know, it's like, did I say that? Because a lot, we're just doing live, and we're just going and just having a conversation. But I think the key, what you said, we all hold each other accountable. And not only do we hold each other accountable, but it's respect behind it. We all have stuff to do outside of just doing podcasts. And it's very easy to come on the camera and just start talking. It's the hard stuff to schedule it, you know, and try to get guests and schedule them, as well as you know.
Yeah.
So just the fact that there's five of us and we can all work around each other's schedule, and nobody, if somebody can't show up, you know, the show just keeps going on. And when they can, they come and they add their stuff, and, you know, we just keep moving on.
No, it's great. I mean, like, to me, I was telling him, like, a 45-minute episode or a one-hour episode really takes 10 to 30 hours. It's depending on how much editing and writing show notes or researching, you know, emailing, coordinating schedules, setting up equipment. There's so much to that. I also like that you talked about just impromptu and just live, because to me those are the best conversations. But as you reflect back over, you said 3 years now, what specific moment comes up? Or like, what's a specific moment? Like, you know, you're like, when I look back and say, man, we did this, I'm proud of that, but... Yeah, what was I'll ask you first. And, you know
what I appreciate about the growth with our podcast is that we used to have it on Saturdays. And like you said, you know, we're everywhere. The collaboration, and then we moved it to Sunday. And the one that really stood out to me is because we're always telling people, like, you have to take care of yourself before, you know, you can take care of others. And the best episode for me is when I called in and I was getting a pedicure on a Sunday. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, where's my headphones? Because, you know,
toes are on point.
It sure was. That massage chair was good too. But I think those are, like you said, the best moments, because people... I love that, yes, we are all serving for our country. Our positions don't dictate how we act, and I think that's the family connection that I enjoy with us and then with our viewers, because they look at us as who we really are.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, I'm Chief Claire or you're Sergeant Peterson. It's like, what are we actually doing, you know, outside of the uniform that they've had here?
I think the message is learning about people's story.
Yeah.
And it's, everybody has a story. And, you know, I've resonated to a couple of episodes. We had Chief Van Cleef Golf that came on.
So I did a podcast with him 2 days ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Bang.
It's a banger.
Like, yeah.
I mean, and we were at Right Path together. Okay. So he's my dude, man. Yeah. I love Chad.
So he's very open about his sexuality and everything.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to hear those stories. And then to go back and hear how his family treated him with that. And, still serving in the military while all this is going on, still leading people, like, that's tough. That's very, very tough.
And he leads with class and poise.
Right.
You know, and we were actually, so our podcast, he thought we were going to talk about the DEI stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, and afterward, I said, Chad, I don't want to ask you about that because I feel like you get asked about that all the time, right? And it's important, but I want to, you know, I wanted to switch it up. And so we talked about some of his upbringing and stuff, and it was a master's class in mentorship.
We talked, you know, Chief Bass about her little red Honda Civic that she has. If you ever talk, she'll tell you about that story.
Hair, man.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the picture?
I think. Then we talked to Chief Rogers. Chief Rogers wanted to be a DJ before she came in.
That's right.
So you learn stuff. You know, I hate to, you know, spoil her, but she got an LOA, right, as a chief?
I know.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
You did or your...
She did.
I did.
Yeah. So we talk about all this stuff, and you learn about how people actually are. Sorry if I just did that. You can watch the back episode. But yeah, we learn about these people. And we even have youth on there, you know, young staff sergeants and stuff like
that's
that,
right.
And young airmen that's been on there. And their upbringing stories is completely different, and their mindsets are different.
Yeah.
But it's just cool to learn about. And just curious. I'm really just curious about people and how they are and why they are where they are. So there's not really one episode, but there's nuggets from each one that you can take.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really, really good.
So, you know, I get a little irritated with people because there's some people they dismiss podcasting, right? Or like people, you know, in various leadership chains that I've served over the past couple of years, we'll say over the past 6 or 7, but I'm like, it's just the, like, they don't realize people listen to podcasts and their connection, this is where people are, right? So that's a great point. Hey, one question I asked Chad and a question I asked Kay Wright last night was, and we'll start with you this time.
Okay.
And it can't be anyone within the unpopular select.
That makes it easier? Okay, I don't like it in many.
What?
I'll
tell
for what?
I'm a ghetto.
He was like, with your ugly toes.
I know.
Hey, so what new friendship over the past 2 to 3 years? What's a new friendship you developed over the past 2 to 3 years? And it's just something that's just like, man, this is a lifelong friendship. And what's something you respect about that?
Man, that's a great question.
Thank
somebody
you.
That hasn't been on the show.
No, no, I'm saying like it can't be you and the.
Oh, can't be that host- means yes.
Yeah, it, okay. Yeah, it can't be anybody, okay. Anyone that's actually part of the Unpopular Celebrities hosting team. Okay. It could be a guest. I just not her. Or,
So there's been two major ones. Chief Rogers is definitely one.
Okay.
We have made a connection, and just talking to her downstairs. She's here today, so just talking to her downstairs and just remembering that. And then the other one, man, that's a tough one because there's been so many. We had an airman on, Airman Hill, Shannon Hill. She had Article 15, and she got demoted and they got her rank back. But just the fact we had that conversation, we still talk to this day.
That's great.
And I knew her before, but not as well as I knew her before the show. And then, like I said, once you learn about somebody, you automatically just connect a lot more.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, man, I can help you out. I can experience things a lot better with you. So I think those two have really have been one is like a mentor and a mentoree type of thing.
Yeah.
And put me in a different perspective where I can help those people out. So I think those two are ones that really stick out.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I will say, honestly, we talked about the letter of admonishment.
Yeah. Sorry.
But being stationed in West Texas at the time, Abilene, I met this lady, medically retired staff sergeant. And her name is April Buford. And when she was in the military, staff sergeant, worked medical, retrained into education and training, but she was also my base training manager at Dias. And I had only been there maybe 4 months, and she up and left, like just up and quit her job. And I was just like, oh my God, like, you know, because I'm on that tail end. It's like, hey, yeah, you got so many avenues. It's time to retire, but what do you want to do? But that connection with her just made me learn what it means to have conviction in my faith. You know, for me, I talk so much about like guiding principles or like listening to the voices in my head and just making sure I'm listening to the right one. But at that time for me, she was the one when I was just, you know, like, what the hell did I actually do? You know, to come here, Dias. Yeah. I just felt like it was like, Dias. But I didn't want that to be me, but she invigorated me again and like learning how to step out on faith, going for what I wanted, or just being around positive people. And yeah, she taught me what it means to be added value. So that is by far one of the best relationships. Like I was telling him earlier, like I'm retiring here in Dallas, and you know, I was stressing out so bad, like where do I go? And I kid you not, like 2 days ago, she's like, hey, I'm about to build a house. Do you mind rent my house out? And I'm just like, do you not know, like, this has lifted a load off of me? Like, I don't have to worry about where I'm staying now.
Yeah.
So, yes, these interactions with people, I mean, that's what I love. And she's helping me in so many ways, she just don't know. And I've only known her over the past year.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can I add two more that I just thought about?
You gotta cut him off.
No, okay? Andy Gilbert.
Oh,
is probably,
yeah.
See now, yeah, Andy Gilbert.
Who is he?
So right now he's the chief at Red Horse at
Eglin Air Force Base.
I almost said Tyndall. I'm sorry. There's a lot of bases in Florida. Yeah, so man.
That's the reason why you guys are unpopular. If it was just you and the other, it would be popular.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right? So, we say that also. I'm yeah, a popular one on the day. So, yeah. But Andy Gilbert has been just a blessing. That's the best way I can describe it. And Todd Simmons is the other one.
Dude.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a chance to connect with Todd this week and stuff.
I know he gets mad when we call him Chief, but that's how I met him. I met him as tech sergeant Todd Simmons. And, you know,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he's one of my first supervisors, my second official supervisor. Yeah.
This is really awkward. I thought he was going to say me, but that's cool.
You see how he did? But you know what? Now I'm about to do, like, we do at commander's calls. I just want to add to that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm about to piggyback. Yeah. I forgot what it means. But Andy Gilbert, for example, is so crazy. Like, how long have you known Andy?
Oh, about 3 years now.
So, like, I've known Andy since I was an airman. So, like, we spent time in Osan, he and his wife, Gigi. I mean, just to see them in itself, like, they have beautiful kids now, but it's people like him that he never looked for anything in return. Like, he is the reason, like, I became a PME instructor. So, like, it's funny that, you know, you mentioned him, and yes, I'm a do-right. Todd Simmons was also my Air University command chief at the time, so I had the pleasure of getting to know him. But yeah, the dynamics of those people is, yeah, amazing. Mm-hmm. And then the connection.
It's so crazy. Yeah, we're all so right. Yeah.
Last two questions, wrap up. And we'll start with you. If there's a giant billboard that you can place anywhere in the world with your message on it for everyone to see and have to read it, where would that billboard be and what would your message say?
Oh my God. Look, Alabama.
Yeah, we already knew that.
I would put that billboard in Alabama.
I'm like, scared on the message.
Off of 459. I'm just playing.
By Bucky, right next to the Bucky's.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. People get mad with me. Like, I'm not a Bucky's person. Like, I have never been.
Well, Bucky's doesn't like you.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Hey, that's okay. It's okay. Right
but
now, I'm
messing with you. Love Truck Stop love me.
Yeah. I'm from Oklahoma, and that's big in Oklahoma. Okay. Love Truck Stop.
Yeah, I was
right,
like,
I'm
Alabama. Yes, I will put it on Alabama. I embrace Alabama. But my message would be like, do you? And I think, you know, oftentimes, like, you listen to everybody else, but just understanding, you know, that's their perspective. Pull in what you can use. But a lot of people are just so afraid to experience life. And I think when you do you, you are able to gain experience, whether it's going to be a successful moment or a failure. But at the end of the day, it's like, I did it, and I can live with the consequences of those experiences.
That's great.
This is so hard to follow.
Alabama, though.
You know,
I knew she'd have a great response.
Yeah.
I wanted to send you up for a
film. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Don't do this.
I'm joking.
I think, you know what, I think I'm going to go with her and go back to my hometown, Modesto, California. We probably only have about 10 billboards, so it'd be easy to find mine. We only got a couple streets, so it's not that hard.
And what would it say? I have a recommendation.
I can't wait. Go ahead.
Because I want to know what yours would say.
Yeah.
No one's ever asked. So I ask this question in every single podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that.
That's why we're podcasting. We get every question.
And P&B came up.
Yeah. So you give me mine, and then I'll give you mine, and I want to
hear yours. I don't know why. And I mean this with, like, admiration and love. I could see him as, like, it'd be like one of those lawyer billboards. Like, it's like the picture of him with a tie, and he'd be like, "Have you been injured? Did you receive an LOA? Call DJ Envy.
Call DJ Envy.
DJ Envy.
That's funny.
Yeah. So what would it say?
Man, that's tough. Because, you know, it's a one-time thing. You want it to say something that represents you and represents everything you are. So I think it would say something like, I've conquered all my fears, and I can't wait for the next one to show up.
Oh, nice. I like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we got to go back to you.
Yeah,
no, we ain't going to skip that tough question.
So I was telling him before, I started my podcast six years ago. And I've had some, you know, some struggles of, like, you know, being depressed and stuff over the past couple of years, and very hard on myself. But it would say a couple of things. One is just love yourself, because so I'm a huge basketball fan, and I love Kobe, right? And I know this is controversial, but I'm a Jordan guy too, right? And I know we're not supposed to talk about that, but Kobe, you know, and I used to be a Kobe hater, right?
Really?
Oh, 100%, right? But then now I look back, man, I love him so much. But he had this, there's a quote, actually it's a screenshot on my phone, and I read it pretty much like every day or every other day. But he talks about, learn to embrace the haters, right? Because no one hates, and it's a longer quote, right? But the gist of it is, no one hates the good ones, they hate the great ones, right?
Yeah.
So when you, you know, if you're doing something and it gets 1,000 comments, there might be 6 or 7 haters on there. It's just like, you know what? But there's 994 positive. But people hate on The Rock, right? Or people hate on Denzel Washington or whatever. So it would say, just be kind to yourself, right? And something I've learned is, what dominates your thoughts determines your direction. So it would say that. And I'm a communications major, right? So I write and I reflect on all these different things. I write basketball articles, but one of the things the most conversations we have are the ones we have with ourselves, right? There's times when we're alone, so we have to be positive. We have to give ourselves flowers, and I know that's kind of contradicts what a lot of people say, like, oh, you got to be humble and give back. You can do that and still feed yourself and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So for every negative thought I have, I give myself 2 good thoughts. Like, you know what, you know, my hair is messed up today, but that smile is on point, right? You know, or something, right? But but what dominates your thoughts determines your direction, and just be kind to yourself.
That's good.
I like that.
Yeah. Last question, bonus question. If people want to find out more about you guys, where should they go? Because you have great content. People need to know about
the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So you go to Facebook, Unpopular Celebrities. Okay. You go to Twitter, underscore celebrities.
Okay.
You go to Instagram, Unpopular underscore celebrities. I gotta remember all these now.
And I'll try to edit, or I'll add them to the...
Yeah, so, or anywhere you find podcasts, Unpopular Celebrities is probably the best one. And if you want to join the show live, we have a show at Philly Council, also known on the show, but Chief Master Sergeant Dana Council, he's on the show, and he dubs this show The Corner. And The Corner is like a spot, if you were just on the corner talking and you're able to come up and join up and join the corner, well, we do it virtually, so you're able to call in like a radio show. You know, people that remember radio shows. You can call in. You can call in and just whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to say. If you want to stay on the topic, skip the topic, ask one of us a question. And that's been pretty successful. We just kind of started. I think we're on our fifth show with that one. And that's been pretty successful. So, but yeah, those are all the places we can find.
Perfect. Anything else you want to throw in?
No. I love your content and what you're doing.
Thank you.
I say that because, like, doing a solo, I can only imagine. Because even, like, watching him and Big Mike do it, you know, and we came into the fold kind of late, it's like, I can only imagine the load, you know, you're lifting by yourself. So, by all means, like, I love the fact that you are so passionate about it and you're taking the means to learn, like, and you just talked about, like, success and failures, but yeah, your mentality, having that drive, and your background in communications, yes, sir. We love it.
I love you guys.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Appreciate you doing this, too.
Yeah.
Appreciate AFSA. We were more remiss if I didn't mention that. So appreciate AFSA, and this is my first one. Yeah, it's been awesome. I can't wait to go back downstairs and get part of the meetings again and the briefings again and figure out what's going on in our Air Force. It's really good.
And this is my last one in uniform. So it's been like kind of, well, Megan, it's like a farewell tour.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be a panel member.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, they don't want that NASA. We ain't ready for that NASA.
All right, Martin Foster, Passing the Torch, Unpopular Celebrities.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Subscribe.
Thank you.
That concludes another episode of Passing the Torch. Big thanks to my impromptu guests, Pete and Jessica from Unpopular Celebrities. This was really cool. We just happened to cross paths in the main lobby of the hotel, and after chatting, we realized how like-minded we were and decided to record an episode. If this is your first time listening to my show, here's a quick bio about me. I am active duty military and have served for over 20 years. I started this podcast in January of 2018 because I've met so many wonderful people like Jessica and Pete, and I love having conversations, learning their history, and sharing their story. If you want to support and you enjoyed the podcast, the best way to do that is to like and share this podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Also, watch the video on YouTube. Doing these things will have an amazing impact for Passing the Torch. If you found value in the episode, took something away from the conversation, and appreciated the insight, chances are there is someone out there who may as well. So I appreciate it when you share. You can text the episode to a friend and tag me on social media. Let me know what you were able to take away. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. And finally, remember, vision, relate, develop. Take care, everyone. Foster out.